All right, here we go with our Horton locker room chat here tonight, presented by Union State Bank. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got Horton football coach Bo Gadwood on the line with us. We appreciate it as always. And coach, let's just dive right into it. Last week, you got a Riverside team that, boy, they have played some really good football this year. Their defense has kind of been their top story so far. They have been so good. They've given up just 28 points over the last 4 weeks. But you kind of saw firsthand how tough that Riverside team is last week.
Yeah, they were very well coached, very tough team. Defensively, and you know, having said that, our boys accepted the challenge, and you know, going to half that game at 7-0, our boys played some really tough defense as well.
Well, you look at just the schedule that your team has played over the last few weeks, really since week number two. You look at Jefferson County North, they're sitting at 4-1. You look at Jackson Heights, they're a top three team in the state, 5-0. Troy also at 4-1, and then Riverside with the win last week at 4-1. So you can't say your team's not battle-tested.
No, yeah, that's definitely right. We are battle-tested. You know, our boys have come prepared and ready to roll every week, and you know, I'm proud of them for that.
Do you feel like, I know we've talked, you know, in weeks past, you know, about the injuries. I mean, are the kids that have been injured or had been injured early on, how's that situation kind of handling itself out here down the stretch?
Yeah, you know, I think that's part of the reason we, you know, we played so tough defensively last week is we got some of our kids back that, you know, are kind of the heart and soul of the team, the senior leaders that were out injured. So I think that gave us a little extra boost and, you know, got the kids ready to go.
We got the final 3 weeks here in the regular season. One, it goes by so quick. And two, how do you just kind of assess where the team is at this point? What have you liked to this point? What's one thing you really want to work on as we come down the home stretch here in the regular season?
Yeah, you know, I really like how the boys are responding. They're not, you know, they come to practice ready to go. They have fun at practice. They're not hanging their heads. They just continue to work to get better. They accept the challenge every week. And, you know, they accept the criticism and the you know, just us coaching them to get better. They're accepting the coaching very, very well. I think that's what they've done very well to this point. They just got to keep grinding and doing what they're doing. It's a process. You know, the kids are, I think they're starting to truly respect the process and what it takes to get it done. You know, and that's all you can really ask. The one thing that I want to see more of, you know, coming these next 3-4 weeks, you know, is just them starting to believe, just to believe in themselves, believe in what we're trying to do.
We're talking with Bo Gadwood, head coach at Horton. They got another tough one this week at home against Centralia. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. We continue our Horton locker room chat here tonight, brought to you by Union State Bank. Brandon Tamman joined now by Bo Gadwood, the head coach over at Horton. And coach, we'll dive right into it. We got Centralia on the docket this week for week number six. And we talked in that last segment about how difficult the schedule has been over the last month, and it continues to add to it here. A Centralia team that is also 4-1 with their only loss to a team out of Missouri. But again, battle tested, we said, and that's going to continue here in week six.
Yeah, and that team out of Missouri is pretty darn good. But yeah, another tough team, another very well coached team, a team that their system has been bred into them for years, decades, and they run it well, and they're a tough team. So our team, we're going to prepare like we always prepare and come out and give them the best we got.
Specifically with their offense, you mentioned it's tradition. It has been the same for X amount of years. Teams know exactly what they're going to do, yet it seems almost nearly impossible to stop. I mean, what makes it so challenging to stop what they do specifically on offense?
Well, it's a lot of misdirection. It's really not. I mean, it's power football, and it's good old-fashioned football. But there's a lot of misdirection to it, and you don't know who's got the ball, especially with those tight splits they got. You know, you just, I wouldn't say you're picking and choosing and guessing, but, you know, you got to attack them. You got to attack them straight on and take care of your business and do your job.
So you mentioned just attacking them. Is that just sending more bodies? Is that just being a little more heavy with the blitz? Do you feel like that's kind of the way to go?
Yeah, that's what we do. We blindfold them in practice, and we just tell them to run. Sometimes we'll spin them in circles a couple times as well and then tell them, that's a joke. But no, I just don't blindly send them. There's reasons to why we send our blitzes and where we attack. you know, every week, and this week is no different. You know, we want to attack them in certain spots. We want to take away things that they want to do and make them do things they don't want
to
do.
How hard is it to replicate that with, like, your scout team in practice, specifically that offense?
Very, very tough, especially when we only have, you know, 17, 18 guys in practice. You know, you can't go 11 on 11, really. So, you know, we're using coaches. We're using everybody available. We're using some managers to step in there, but you can't get a real good look, you know, when you don't have the numbers out. So it's, to answer your question, it's very, very difficult to replicate it.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and kind of expectations for this one against Centralia on Friday.
You know, just do what we do. Come out, play hard, play tough, be smart, intelligent football players, and really start to believe. Believe in, they got number one, believe in themselves, and then believe in each other as a team. So that's what we're kind of looking forward to.
There it is, Bo Gadwood, Horton football coach, brought to you by Union State Bank. I would challenge any other 1A team to put a schedule up that has been as tough as Horton's here so far in 2024, especially over the last 4 weeks, and now you add Centralia to it here in week number six. Horton hosting that game on Friday night against the Panthers in district play. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck on Friday.
Hey, appreciate it, bud.